A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. Centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die. He was valuable to him. They heard about Jesus, who sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with him. But when he was only a short distance from the house, centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself. I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, a soldier subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. To my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. Turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." The messengers returned to the house. They found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. We have all sat through meetings before, have we not, and thought to myself, has anything productive come out of this meeting? Whether it's at work or maybe a family gathering, we've all sat in meetings and we've all said, I'd rather be somewhere else. And this first reading kind of shows that human nature hasn't changed much. Oftentimes when we get together, instead of working on a common goal, we focus on what divides us. And sometimes, my friends, I think, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing as disciples of Christ? We are going to all have our opinions. We're going to have our differences. But the end goal is God's people here on earth should strive to be united. And right now, Satan's running wild in our culture. Satan wants us to be so divided, my friends, that we don't focus on what's really important. And what's really important is to be united in Christ. We're all going to have many titles in our life, but the only title that matters at the end of the day is that all of us in here are disciples of Christ. And that is what we need to focus on. So remember, the devil wants us to be focusing on what our difference is, what we look like, who you vote for. The list can go on and on. And what Jesus wants for us is peace, harmony, forgiveness, patience, an open mind. And if we strive to do those things well, we are living out the gospel. So, my dear friends, we have a decision to make today. We can focus on what divides us, or we could try to see the good in one another and try to build each other up. And that's what our world so desperately needs right now. So let's pray this morning for the strength that we will do more good today than harm, and that when the day ends today, we could truly look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I brought others closer to Jesus today. I wasn't one who brought division, but tried to bring peace and harmony. Amen.